Australian filmmaker James Ricketson has been detained in one of Cambodia's harshest jails since June last year. The 68-year-old was arrested and charged with espionage after flying a drone over a pro-opposition political rally in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. A friend of Mr. Ricketson, newspaper columnist Elizabeth Farrelly, says she fears conditions in the prison are so dire that he may not survive to face trial.
The expectation is that nothing serious will happen in the way of a trial before the election, which is something like halfway through next year. And so at the very best, if you let the legal process run its course, he will have been in prison for probably more than a year. And that seems just dangerous for a man of his age and in those conditions.
She describes conditions in the 26-person cell as almost intolerable.
From James's own writings, the worst things that he thinks are the most intolerable are actually the skin infections that everybody has, the lice and the scabies and the nasty little pustules that kind of pop up all over your body and just make life almost intolerable.
Mr. Ricketson is accused of harvesting information that could threaten Cambodia's national security. He strongly denies the charge, calling it a perversion of the course of justice. Mr. Ricketson has made several documentaries about the political climate in Cambodia. Beneath a clip he published in 2014, he wrote, "This raw footage will give a pretty good idea of what happens in Prime Minister Hun Sen's Cambodia." Human Rights Watch Australia director Elaine Pearson says pro-opposition voices have been violently silenced, exiled or imprisoned in the lead-up to the country's 2018 general election.
It's very dangerous for anyone to be criticising the government in Cambodia right now. I mean, we've seen independent media completely shuttered. The main newspaper has been closed. We're seeing that journalists now are needing to get approvals in order to do reporting. We've seen some radio stations also disbarred. So for people to criticise the government, I think there's a lot of concern that people who speak out simply go to jail, because it's not just James Ricketson. We know that two other journalists who'd reported for RFA are also in jail on treason charges.
RFA is the non-profit Radio Free Asia. The Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it is providing consular assistance to Mr. Ricketson, but would not be drawn on further details of the case. Family members have launched an online petition calling for his release, insisting Mr. Ricketson is a humanitarian, not a spy. So far, 11,000 people have signed the petition, including Australian journalist Peter Gresta. Mr. Gresta, who spent a year in an Egyptian prison for his reporting, says he understands the helplessness Mr. Ricketson may be feeling.
Sometimes it can feel as though there's no end to this, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I always found that when that happened, I simply narrowed my focus to what I felt I could survive. If it felt that I couldn't get through a week without going crazy, then I'd narrow my focus and just say, OK, all you've got to do is get through today.
Mr. Gresta says journalists and filmmakers covering international politics are facing an increasing risk of incarceration.
Globally, we're seeing a rather disturbing trend where more than 280 journalists have been imprisoned last year. That's a record number. And of those, the vast majority, more than two-thirds of them, are in prison on what we call anti-state charges, like treason, espionage, sedition and terrorism and so on. And that suggests to me that the authorities are increasingly feeling as though they can use those kinds of allegations in the war on terror and attempt to crack down on extremists, on people that would undermine the government, to really silence the press.
He says he believes Mr. Ricketson may have fallen victim to that trend.
There's no evidence that the Cambodian authorities have presented to substantiate the espionage charges that they've laid against James Ricketson. And so in the absence of that evidence, it's hard to escape the conclusion that this really is more about politics.
Cambodia's Supreme Court will decide whether to release Mr. Ricketson on bail next Wednesday, ahead of a trial likely to be held late this year. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.